Did you know that probation officers in the U.S. supervise over 750,000 youth annually? That's a staggering number, and it makes you wonder, how do they manage to balance compliance, trust building, and actual transformation?
That's a great question. And honestly, it's no wonder burnout is such a huge issue in that field. When you're juggling paperwork, sanctions, and trying to build relationships with kids who've often been through serious trauma, it's an impossible balancing act.
Exactly. But here's the thing. AI is starting to step in to help with that balance. It's not just about automating paperwork. It's about freeing up officers to focus on the relational and transformational parts of their work, the parts that actually change lives.
That sounds like such a necessary shift. So how does AI actually do that? What's it changing in their day-to-day work?
Well, one of the biggest changes is how AI integrates into their workflow. For example, before a field visit, the system can pull together key insights, like the youth's progress, challenges, and even tailored coaching questions. It's like having a personal assistant that ensures every interaction is intentional and meaningful.
That's incredible. So instead of spending hours sifting through case files, the officer can walk in prepared and focused on the person in front of them. That must make a huge difference for the youth, too.
Absolutely. And after the visit, the AI can automatically generate structured case notes that tie back to the youth's growth plan. It's not just about saving time. It's about ensuring that every interaction is aligned with long-term goals.
That's such a game changer. Case management can feel so fragmented sometimes, like you're just reacting to one crisis after another. This sounds like a way to create a cohesive, forward-moving plan.
That's exactly the point. The article I read described it as turning every contact into a deliberate step towards skill building. Things like emotional regulation, decision-making, and resilience. These are the skills that help young people not just comply with the system, but actually thrive.
And those skills are so crucial. Compliance might keep someone out of trouble temporarily, but it doesn't address the root causes of their behavior. Real transformation happens when they learn how to navigate life in a healthier way.
Right, and what's exciting is that this technology supports not just the youth, but also the officers themselves. Burnout is a massive issue in this field. When you're constantly juggling paperwork, compliance checks, and emotional labor, it's easy to feel overwhelmed.
Oh, I can only imagine. Especially when you're dealing with young people who've experienced significant trauma, like adverse childhood experiences, or ACEs. Building trust and fostering change in that context is no small feat.
Exactly. And that's why this technology is so promising. By automating the more tedious aspects of the job, AI gives officers the bandwidth to focus on what really matters, connecting with the youth, understanding their needs, and guiding them toward positive change.
It's like giving them the tools to be their best selves in their roles. And I love that it's not just about reducing workload, but also about enhancing the quality of their work. For example, the article mentioned that AI can provide feedback on an officer's coaching style, whether they're using motivational interviewing, strength-based language, or active listening.
Exactly. It's like having a built-in mentor or coach that helps you grow professionally while you're doing the work. And for supervisors, AI offers dashboards that highlight strengths and areas for improvement across cases. It's not about replacing human judgment, but augmenting it with data-driven insights.
That's such a powerful shift. It's not just about managing cases. It's about managing them well, with fidelity and purpose. And I think that's where the real potential lies, in using technology to deepen human connection, not replace it.
Totally agree. The article even talked about how AI can help at different stages of the case management process. At intake, for example, it can record and transcribe conversations, automatically generating a personalized growth plan based on the youth's strengths, challenges, and goals.
That's huge. Intake is such a critical moment. It's where trust is built or broken. If officers can focus on listening and connecting rather than scribbling notes, that sets the tone for everything that follows.
Exactly. And then at discharge, AI can compile reports and create transition plans that celebrate milestones and outline next steps. These plans are written in accessible language, so they're useful, not just for officers, but also for the youth and their families.
I love that. It's not just about checking a box and moving on. It's about reinforcing accountability and celebrating progress. It's a way of saying, look how far you've come, and here's how to keep moving forward.
And that's the kind of support that can make a real difference. It's not just about compliance. It's about transformation. And when you combine the power of AI with the human connection that officers bring to the table, the possibilities are incredible.
It really is a game changer. But I have to ask, what about the concerns? Anytime you bring AI into a human-centered field, there's always the question of whether it might dehumanize the process or create new challenges.
That's a valid concern, and it's one the article addressed. The key is to use AI as a tool for empowerment, not replacement. It's about enhancing human connection, not replacing it. For example, AI can handle the transactional tasks so officers can focus on the relational ones. It's not about taking over their jobs. It's about making their jobs more impactful.
That distinction is so important. AI should serve the people doing the work, not the other way around. And it sounds like, in this case, the technology is being designed with that principle in mind.
Exactly. The article even described this approach as agentic AI, meaning it's designed to empower both the officers and the youth they serve. It's about creating a system where every interaction is intentional, every plan is actionable, and every outcome is measurable.
That's such a hopeful vision. And it's not just about the immediate impact. It's about building a system that supports long-term change, both for the youth and for the communities they're part of.
Absolutely. The article ended with a call to action, urging organizations to embrace these tools and reimagine what's possible in juvenile justice. It's a crossroads moment. Either we keep asking officers to juggle impossible demands, or we equip them with the tools they need to truly make a difference.
And it's not just about the officers or the youth. It's about creating safer, healthier communities for everyone. This is about more than technology. It's about rethinking how we approach one of the most challenging and most important aspects of our justice system.
Well said. It's exciting to think about what's possible when we combine innovation with compassion. Here's hoping more organizations take that leap.
Agreed. This is a conversation we need to keep having because the stakes couldn't be higher.